Ockrips James Carville for Blaming Wokeness in Terry McAuliffe Defeat. By Amy Furr on November 6, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. DNY, blasted Democrat strategist James Carville for being out of touch with the Democrat Party regarding the debate over its recent election losses, Business Insider reported Friday. Like the average audience for people seriously using the word woke in a 2021 political discussion are James Carville and Fox News pundits, so that should tell you all you need to know, Ocasio-Cortez said in a social media post. Carville told PBS on Wednesday wokeness was to blame for Terry McAuliffe's D loss to Glenn Youngkin, R, during the Virginia gubernatorial election. Breitbart News reported. W hat went wrong is just stupid wokeness, he declared. Don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island, look at Buffalo, look at Minneapolis. Even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, this defund the police lunacy, this take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean that, people see that. It's just really, has a suppressive effect all across the country on Democrats. Some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something, Carville continued. They're expressing a language that people just don't use, and there's backlash and a frustration at that. Ocasio-Cortez made her comments while calling out a local news article that reported she said McAuliffe wasn't woke enough because she said moderate Dems were ceding white swing voters to the right by failing to engage Republicans. How can news outlets even attribute words to me I didn't say? She wrote in a social media post. I said there are limits to trying to mobilize a campaign with a 100% moderate strategy without mobilizing the base. Said nothing about wokeness, which is a term almost exclusively used by older people these days, BTW. And before people disingenuously complain woke is denigrating to older people, it's actually pundits like Carville using terms like woke to insult voters under 45 that's denigrating, she said in another post. Meanwhile, moderate Democrat and former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard celebrated McAuliffe's loss in Virginia on Tuesday. McAuliffe's loss is a victory for all Americans. Why? Because it was a resounding rejection of efforts to divide us by race, the stripping of parental rights, and arrogant, deaf leaders. This benefits us all, she wrote on social media Wednesday.